your Bibles and turn to the book of John. Turn to the book of John, to the book of John. If you will take your Bibles and turn to the book of John, we will begin reading. We're just only going to read one verse this morning. As we move into our message, we're only going to read one verse as we discuss the message this morning. The book of John, the fourth chapter and the fourth verse. And it reads, he must need go through Samaria. Since it's so short, let's read that one more time. And he must needs go through Samaria. If I can real quickly, I won't bug you too long this morning, leave a thought with you. The thought this morning would be the way to go. There's a need to go. The way to go, the way to go, the way to go, the way to go. There is a need to go, the way to go. There is a need to go. And we just want to thank you and praise you. We're going to go to another video, and then after this video, amen, we will be back to share with you the Word of God. What now?
You are not, no one can hear you, babe. Only thing he's playing is video.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I happened to come in the room and play the piano. And I told him then, I said, let's go on Facebook Live because I feel like somebody needs to hear this message right here.
Nope.
He wrote this song, you guys. It goes
I can't be changing in the middle of the thing.
I'm just letting you know.
Alright.
I am who I am today. Because God used my mistakes, He won them for my good, like no one else ever could. Girls, can you help me say that? Come on. I am who I am today. Everything that I went through. Because everything that you're going through, you have to understand that it is a test for a testimony.
Yes, 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 yes. Testing. Testing, testing, testing. Glory, glory. On today, our scripture on the day is saying it is John 4, and the scripture, and he must needs go through Samaria. We went back to highlight this. We understand the microphone wasn't working. I'm using a different camera today, and the camera has a microphone on it and kind of took over, so we had to go and fix that setting. So we have it worked out now. So we wanted to read the scripture and do our announcements and give you our thought, the way to go. There's a need to go. There's a need to go. the way to go, the way to go. There's a need to go. We're dealing with Jesus on this morning. We're dealing with Jesus. We're dealing with Jesus in as going from Judea to Galilee. And Jesus is now about to travel by foot. At this time and day, he didn't have an automobile, didn't have a BMW, didn't have a Lexus, didn't have an Audi, didn't have a Chevrolet, didn't have a Ford. Amen. But he walked where he needed to go. And he was in Jerusalem, and now he is traveling through, traveling to Galilee. And there was a pathway to Galilee, and there was a shorter way, which was through Samaria. And then there was the route that majority of the Jews took, with was around Samaria. And if we look at that in life, a lot of times in life, we often don't want to take the passageway that hinders our feelings, that hinders our life way, that hinders what we want in life. A lot of times we try to take the easy route. We like to take the route that is pleasing to us, because the body likes pleasure. The mind likes pleasure. The flesh likes pleasure. And I'm reminded when I used to get sick as a youth, and my mother would feed me cod liver oil, and man, that was some nasty stuff. Amen. But when you took that cod liver oil, amen, you would get over your sickness, because it was going to take all kind of bacteria, things that wasn't supposed to be in there out of you. But it was nasty, but it did the body good. And in life, we don't like taking the nasty stuff. We don't like taking the nasty stuff. We tend to want to deal with what's easy, the things that feels good to us, the things that we like. I like to go and buy a new pair of shoes. That's what I want to do. I like to go and buy a new suit. I like to drive in a new nice car. Those are the things that I want to focus on. But I don't want to do the necessary work that is required for me to earn the income to do those things. I want to live in a clean house, but I don't want to do the sweeping and the mopping. It's difficult. I want the high paying job, but I don't want to spend the time to study to get the education. Yes, those are the things that we struggle with in life. We tend to want to take the easy way around instead of going through. And that's the way to go is going through. There is a need to go, and that's what we want to talk about this morning. That's what we want to talk about. We want to talk, there is a need to go. Jesus here now is wanting to go through Samaria. And he was trying to go from Jerusalem to Galilee. And it was a custom for the Jews to avoid Samaria. Why? Why was they wanting to avoid Samaria? Why is this? It's because Samaria was at one point a great city. It was a city that was a capital city of Israel at one point, and it was kings had lived there, and kings were buried there. It was an idea city. It was like a New York. It was like a Los Angeles. It was like a Miami. It was a Mecca of Israel. At some point, when King Ahab and his wife Jezebel corrupted the city with adultery, and it never recovered from the bad leadership that took place at that time. It was in a place of adultery, and we know. Well, if you study your Bible, you know the type of God that Jezebel worshipped, and you know it was a fertility god, and it was an adulterous god, and because of the adultery, it just never recovered. Samaria ended up being a place where they were Jews and Gentiles were being mixed ahead of time. And I say ahead of time because it was the ultimate plan of God. But in this time, God had told the Jews not to mix themselves, because the Jews were to be the people who brought God to the world, and they were to keep themselves holy. They were to keep themselves sanctified and set apart. But yet they had mixed, because of this adulterous acts, they had mixed themselves, and there was a mixed group of people, and you know, there was a mixed breed. They were mixed in race, and they were mixed in culture, and there was a mixed breed. So they were not considered to be authentic Jews at this point. So the Jews had outcast them. So Samaria was considered to be a place, a dirty place, a nasty place, a place that nobody wanted to be, in a place where nobody wanted to go, because of it was a place of adultery. So the Jews avoided it. They avoided it. But Jesus, as we talk in our John 4, the Bible says, and he must. I like that. Must. See, there are some things that we want to do. There are some things that we like to do. But then there are things that we must do. Somebody just don't get that. In life, in this life, there are things that we like to do. I talked about earlier. Some of us like to go shopping. Some of us like to watch TV. Some of us like to play video games. Some of us like to play phone games. Some of us like to just go out and have fun. Some of us like to go to restaurants. Some of us like to have gatherings and party with family. There are things that we like to do. There are things that we just like to do and we enjoy doing, we could do them all day, every day. Some things are a passion for us. I have a son that likes to play the drums, and it's a passion for him. He don't have to be paid to play the drums. He just want to play the drums. Amen. It's some things that we just like to do. There's just some things that we like to do. And then there's some things that we need to do. See, the things that we need to do aren't necessarily the things that we like to do, but we need to do it. If we're gonna be up to par in our cleanliness, we need to take a bath in the morning. We need to brush our teeth in the morning. We need to comb our hair. If we're gonna be presentable through the day. I know I don't have no hair up there. Stop laughing. We need to exercise. Do that daily exercise so that we're presentable as we go out into the world, as we leave our homes. We have to do, there's some things that we need to do. We need to put on clothes or they're going to call the police on us for indecency. We need to do some things. There are things that we just need to do. We need to do some things. We may not necessarily like the things that we need to do, but there are some things that we need to do whether we like doing them or not. Then there are some things that we must do. See, here is the difference. The things that we like to do, we're going to do them anyways. The things that we need to do, sometimes we like to do those things, and it's a necessary thing, but guess what? You can leave the house and skip combing your hair. May not look so good, may not be so hot, amen, but you might need to do it, but you don't necessarily have to do it. But when you come to the things that you must do, whether you like it or you don't like it, it's a must. Whether you embrace it or you don't embrace it, it's a must. It's something that you must do. You cannot go without doing it. It is a must. Oh, yeah, you can go several days without bathing, and after a while, there's going to come a stench about you, amen, and it might be a need to take a bath, amen, but at some point, it's going to affect your health, and it's going to become a must. I'm just using that as an analogy, amen. But there's some things in life that we must do. And often I tell my sons, amen, you're gonna either crawl and suffer and struggle when you're young, or you're gonna crawl and suffer and struggle when you're old. At some point, you're going to go through something. While you're young or while you're old, at some point you're going to go through something. And if you do it when you're young, you can build up a lifestyle where you don't have to do it when you're old. And if you don't do it when you're young, life has a way of circling around to make sure you do it before you get out of here. And this is just a natural law of life. Amen. You cannot break it. Amen. You cannot supersede it. You cannot overtake it. You cannot trick yourself through it. You cannot strategize away from it. Amen. You must go. There's a need to go. You must go. I hope I'm helping somebody. I just want to talk with you today. You must go through. Jesus said, the Bible says that he must needs go through. Jesus had to go through Samaria. It was a must that he went through Samaria. There was a purpose. And when there's a must in your life, there is a purpose. Yes, it may not feel good. Yes, you might not like it. You might not want to do it. Amen. But it is a must. Amen. If I want to keep a roof over my head, it is a must that I get up in the morning and go to work. Amen. It is a must.
amen, to provide, amen, for myself. Amen, it is a must if I want to eat. Amen, if I want a steak on my table. Amen, if I want a bologna sandwich on my table. It's a must, amen, that I go out and do what I do. It's necessary for me to do, amen, to put that bologna sandwich on my table, to put that shrimp on my table, to put that steak on my table, amen, to put that vegetable platter on my table, amen, whatever, amen, I want to eat, amen, if I'm going to receive that, the Bible said a man that don't work should not eat, amen, you got to, it is a must. It is a must. It's a must. It's a must. If we're going, amen, to go from, amen, a life of flesh to a spiritual life, Jesus told the centurion. He said, you must be born again. You know the Nicodemus story. You know the Nicodemus story. Amen. He said, you must be. If you're going to go from spiritual life, from a fleshly lifestyle to a spiritual lifestyle, you must be born. But Nicodemus, being a ruler, being one who had studied the law, he asked a question because he didn't get the logic of what Jesus was trying to explain to him. And he said, shall I go back into my mother's womb and be born again? How can I do that? See, everything is not logic. Some things are spiritual. Some things are beyond logic. And when you're reading your scriptures, when you're reading your Bible, when you're getting into your Word of God, amen, you will learn what your must are. Yeah. You'll learn what your must are, and you will understand that it is not all logic. We try to put God and the Word and the Scripture into logic, but there's no logic. God's ways is not like our ways. His ways is beyond, his thoughts are beyond our thoughts. Amen. There is no logic to this. Amen. But if you understand some of the natural laws of life, hey, let me make this point and then we'll move on. Let me make this point and we'll move on. Amen. There is a law of gravity. And it says, what goes up, what must come down. You saying it with me. You saying it. What goes up must come down. It's a natural law. It's a natural law. And nobody can break that law. Yes, they build rocket ships that creates enough force, amen, to defy gravity. But guess what? When that rocket ship enter back in the atmosphere of Earth, amen, gravity takes control and pulls it back. It must come back down. Amen. What goes up must come down. It's just a natural law. There's some things that we just must do. One more. All right. There are three laws of motion. Right? And one says, if something is not in motion, if it's sitting still, and there's no force upon it, then it's going to sit still. It's not going to move. But then if there's force applied, it will move as far as the force pushes it. Right? Third law says, when it's pushed and the force pushes it, there is an opposition on the other side that pushes force back. So the greater the force to push forward is going to be the greater the force to stop it. So you have to continue pushing forward so that the force on the other side don't stop you. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that you must push forward. You're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some resistance. You're going to have some bumps in the roads. You're going to have some valleys. You're going to have some mountains in the way. You're going to have some stumbling blocks, but if you continue pushing forward, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. Ha. Let me get off this must. We got to move on. But Jesus needs to go through Samaria. When you have your must, when you know what your must is, amen. Like I said, it may not feel good. It may not be what you like. It may not be what you want. Amen. But life is going to give you some musts. And there's some musts in life that you're going to have to go through. There's some musts in life that you're going to have to do. Amen. And when you, amen, apply yourself and discipline yourself in a place where you go through your musts, amen, you will find that force, amen, will, that resistance will be there, amen, but you will make it to your destination. Amen. Jesus, amen, was going to Galilee, but he must go through Samaria. 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 So Jesus gets to the city called Sychar. And I like looking up these names and what they mean and what they stand for, because it brings a whole new light. And I believe the biblical author were inspired by God to put these things in place for a particular reason, and it has a particular a purpose for it to be in there, because he was on his way to Galilee from Jerusalem, amen, and it says he cometh to a city of Samaria. So he was already in Samaria. The author could have left it at Samaria. He did not have to include a man Sychar, but he did. He said, which is called Sychar. Then he cometh to a city, comma, which is called Sychar, comma. He wanted you to know he went in Sychar. He was at Sychar. He was in Samaria in a city called Sychar. Well, why do you bring that up, preacher? What's your point? Well, I'm glad you asked. Amen. Sychar means liar. It means falsehood. Now, watch this. In Sychar, Jesus went to this well, and this well was a well that was said to be built by Jacob. And Jacob, we know, means trickster. And Jacob, we know, tricked his brother out of his inheritance. And then Jacob eventually went to his uncle, got tricked, and then he come up with a master plan and ended up leaving from his uncle and going into his land, and just so happened Samaria is part of the land that he had purchased, and he built a well. So this is Jacob's people in Samaria. But they had been subject to adultery. They had been subject to falsehoods. They had been subject to what seemed to be real, but it wasn't real. That's why they were in all of these adulterous acts, these acts that were against God. Amen. And that's why, amen, I believe the author put this in here because one of the reasons is because, amen, Sychar, amen, was a place where Jacob had purchased, he had owned, right? And then he met this woman, who had her own personal issues at this well. But understand, amen. Although Jesus went to Samaria and found himself in a place called falsehood, liar. I just want to share with you this morning that sometimes on the way to our destination, where we're going, where we're going in this life, where we're going in the afterlife, wherever our destiny is, wherever God has placed our destiny, sometimes we're going to get to a place of falsehood. We're going to get to a place that is not so pleasing, some place that is adulterous, some place that is against God. Amen. Everybody goes through it because the Bible says we all have come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have. We all have come short. We all come short. Everybody's been in a place, amen, of the liar. Everybody has been in a place of falsehood. Everybody, amen. The Bible says if a man says he's never sinned, amen, then he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Amen. I'm telling you, everybody has gone through something. Yeah. The way to go. You see, many times we try to be like the Jews and be so self-righteous to the point that we want to avoid Samaria. We want to walk around Samaria. We want to go around our issues. We want to go around our problems. We want to go around what we don't like and what we don't care to be around. We want to, amen, go around, amen, some things in our lives. We want to go around it. But I'm telling you that we got to be like Jesus, that we need to go through Samaria. We got to go through. Amen. Because when we go through, amen, whatever it is that God have us to go through, when we come out on the other side, when we get to our destination on the other side, amen, we will be better characters. We'll be better persons. We'll be better individuals. We'll be better husbands. We'll be better wives. We'll be better parents. We'll be better children. Amen. We'll be better co-workers. We'll be better leaders. We'll be better, amen, Christians will be, oh God, better neighbors, amen, if we go through, amen, because there's a purpose for us to go through, amen. It might be nasty, it might not be the way that, amen, anybody think we ought to go, amen. We might have to get our hands a little dirty, there may be some falsehoods, amen, but when we get through the other side, amen, there's a purpose. See, some people are upset because their children's not saved. Some people are upset, amen, because their family members are not saved. There's some people that are upset, amen. Oh, God, when you're going to save my family? God, when you're going to save my children? God, when you're going to save my cousin? Amen. God, when you're going to do it? God, when? Amen. Don't get upset, amen, because it's a purpose. Amen. They just got to go through what they got to go through so they can get to the other side. Amen. You got to just allow God to do his thing because there is a purpose for them to go through. Amen. You ought to tell somebody there's a purpose. There's a purpose. Amen. There is a must that they need to go through. Hallelujah. 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 There is a purpose. There is a purpose. For Jesus. There was a purpose that he talked to this woman. He had to go through this dirty place. He had to go through this adulterous place. He had to go through this falsehood, this lying place. Amen. He had to go through. He had a need. He had a purpose. And when he got there, I'm about to let you go. Bear with me. And when he got there, there was a woman there. And Jesus being tired from his journey, asked the woman for some water. And when he asked the woman, she was shocked. She recognized. Watch this. She recognized that he was a Jew. And she said to him, "How is it that you ask me for drink? Because you are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman." See, when you're in a place of adultery, when you're in a place of unrighteousness, when you're in a place that is unhealthy, when you're in a place that goes against all the natural laws, it seems unnatural. And when it seems unnatural, the people in that place knows that it's unnatural. What are you saying, preacher? You don't have to tell a sinner that he's sinning. You don't have to let a sinner know that you're in sin. You don't have to tell a sinner that you're living in sin. Amen. Because they already know the place that they're living in. They already know that they're living in sin. All you got to do, amen, is let them know, like Jesus said, there is a place that you can get some living water, because it's water that's in this well. Amen. If you drink this water, that natural water, that satisfying water that's in the well, amen, you might be thirsty, but the natural water is only going to temporarily satisfy your thirst. Amen. When you're going through life and you're trying to satisfy yourself, it's only going to operate temporarily. That's why a drinker gets drunk. Amen. And then he do it all over again. Amen. Because it's only temporary. It doesn't satisfy, amen, what's going on in the inside. That's why a drug addict, amen, do it all over again. Because, amen, the drugs don't satisfy what's going on the inside. Amen, because it's only temporary. That's why a homemonger, amen, do it all over again. Because it's only temporary. Amen, it doesn't satisfy what's really going on the inside. But I tell you, if you hear me this day, amen, if you get, amen, this water, this everlasting water, amen, this living water, amen, this water, amen, that if you drink this water, you will never thirst again, amen, whatever, amen, your issues are, amen, you will never have those problems again. Because those problems are satisfying. Amen. This water is satisfying. And it will satisfy those problems. It will take care of those issues. Amen. You don't have to go back to drinking. Amen. Because now you have some living water. You don't have to go back to drugging. Amen. Because now you have some living water. Amen. You don't have to go to homemonging. Amen. Because now you have the living water. Amen. There's something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Amen. If anybody, amen, out there know what I'm talking about. Amen. You ought to tell somebody, oh, what a change in my life. I have the living water deep on the inside. Do you have the living water? Nudge somebody. Amen. Go in the next room and wake them up. Amen. Do you have that living water? Amen. That water that's on the inside. The water that'll never make you thirst no more. Amen. I won't thirst for it no more. I don't hunger for it no more. Amen. Because I have something on the inside of me. Amen. That will, oh God. Amen. It's an everlasting life. Springing up, oh, it's like a well of water. Springing up into everlasting life. It's like a well that will never run dry. Amen. It will always supply. Amen. You got to get yourself to the well, amen, of the living water. Amen. You got to make your way to the well of the living water. You got to force your way to the well of the living water. It is the way to go, eh? Amen. It's the way that we must go. We got to go that way. Amen. If we're going to have everlasting life, if we're going to live again, if we're living, amen, to live again, amen, you must go. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You must go. You must go. The way to go, the way to go, the way to go, the way to get there, the way to get there. Amen. You got to go. Amen. You can't go around it. Amen. There's a song that the old folks, amen, the old saints used to say. I mean, I'm getting old too, so I shouldn't say old folks. The old saints, amen, used to say, amen, there's a way that you can't go over it. God is so high that you can't go over it. He's so low, you can't go under him. Amen. He's so wide, you can't go around him. Amen. But you must go through the door. You must go through the door. Amen. In my closing, Jesus, amen, he said, I must go through the cross, go through the cross, go to the cross. I'm so glad, I'm so glad, I'm so glad, amen, that he went to the cross for me. I'm so glad he went to the cross for you. He must, amen. We were separated from God, and God had us, we were separated, we were in our sin, and Jesus must, he must go. Yeah. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not thy will. But I love that scripture. You know, as I say it every Sunday, not thy will, but not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, it ain't my will. Then it's not what I want. 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 Tell somebody it's not what I want. It's not what I want. Amen. Sometimes I want one thing, but God want another. Amen. Sometimes I want to do this, but God want me to do that. Sometimes I want to go to this place, but God want me to go to that place. Not my will, but thy will. What's God's will in your life? That's your must. That's your must. That's your must. And he went to the cross. I'm done. But I got to tell you the whole story. He went to the cross. He bared the cross. They nailed his hands. And they nailed his feet. They hung him on the tree. He hung there. It was a purpose. It was a must. It was a must. You and I wouldn't have access to life everlasting. It was a must. It was painful, but it was a must. It was an embarrassment, but it was a must. It was tough. It was a must. It was a struggle, but it was a must. It was hard, but it was a must. He hung on the cross from the 6th to the 9th hour. It was a must. Why? Why? Because at the 9th hour, he held the head into the locks of his shoulder. And he gave up the ghost. They didn't take his life, but he gave it. He gave it for you. And he gave it for me. It was a must. And the beautiful part about it, the beautiful, best part about the whole story, the best part about the whole situation, and the fact of the matter is, and the part that I love the most, is this, that wasn't the end. Wasn't the end of the story. Because he got up on the third day with all power in his hand. Not a little bit of power. Not some power. All. Everything is in his hand. That's why we don't have to worry about the enemy. That's why we just go through our musts. Go through our musts. Go through it. It may be a falsehood. It may be nasty. It might not be the ideal place for us to be. But if we just go through, Jesus has all power in his hand. He said, "Lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. But I will be there with you until the end of the earth." Amen. He is there with you. He has all power. The Hebrew children, as they were going through their wilderness, amen, he was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He provided shade in the daytime, provided light at night, and he was right there with them. He's right there with you. Go through. Go ahead. Get to the other side. It's a must. It's the way to go so that you can get to your living water and get salvation. God bless you. Pray with me. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humble today, oh God, in your word, and we thank you now. Father, we know, God, that you are, oh God, you're a blessed God. You're a mighty God. You're a loving God. You're a caring God. For God, you are omnipotent. You're all powerful. Oh God, you're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. Everybody that is listening to my voice right now, God, we know, oh God, that you're with them right now. Touch them, oh Lord. Touch them in their minds and their hearts and their souls and, oh God, in their bodies, oh God. Touch sickness, oh God. Heal diseases. Touch pain, bring comfort. Touch, oh God, touch grieving. In the name of Jesus. Father, we know in life there's some things that we don't care to go through, and we try to avoid, we try to go around them, we try not to do it, Father, but Father, you said in your word that we must go. Help us to go and do what you have us to do. Help us to go the way that you have us to go. Lead us and guide us. Guide our footsteps. Grab our hands and go with us, O Lord. Touch us right now and anoint us to do what you have us to do. Oh God, give us the strength. Give us the power. Oh, we need you right now, God, because we can't do it without you. God, for we're nothing without you. So we pray this prayer. We pray this prayer. We pray, oh God, unto you, because we trust you now. We trust you with all our might, with all our being. Oh, we don't have no other way to do it. We must trust you. We must go through, because we know you are the way to go. You're the truth and you're the life. Oh, Father, we know that we must. You are the way to go. So, Lord, touch us right now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Help us go. Amen. If you're listening to me right now and you don't have a relationship with Christ, amen, we want to just talk to you real quickly. If you don't have a relationship with Christ and God has spoken into your heart, and you find yourself in a place of Samaria, you find yourself in a place of Sychar and falsehoods. It's a place where you thought was going to be right for you, and it's not the right thing, and you understand and you know that it's not the right place, and you don't know how to fix it. You don't know how to make it right. You don't know how to make it better. Amen. You just don't know what to do. Amen. I'm going to offer, amen, Christ unto you. I want to introduce him to you. I want you, amen, to, amen, accept him in your life. And if you accept him in your life, I promise you, as you grow with him, as you read your Bible and get into his word, you will find yourself going through, and you will get to where you got to go. There is a destiny for you. There is a place for you. Amen. There is a destiny, not only in the afterlife, but in this life. Amen. God has things for us in this life just as much as he has for us in the afterlife. Now, the afterlife is better than the things in this life. Amen. But we can enjoy the things in this life just like we'll be able to enjoy the things in the afterlife if we go through. But we got to go through. There's no way around it. There's no way around Samaria. There's no way around it. We got to go through. And if you are in your Samaria right now, if you're in your Sychar right now, and you want to go through, you want to get out of it, you want to get strength to move through it, your strength is going to be in Jesus Christ. He's going to do it for you. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you. He cares for you. And he said, his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. Amen. If you put on Christ, he will carry your heavy burdens and help you to go through. If you believe in your heart that Jesus was born of a Virgin Mary, died on the cross for your sins and my sins, and rose on the third day with all power in his hands, and sit on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession for us. If you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, the Bible says that you are saved. And if it says it, I believe it. So consider yourself saved. I declare right now in the name of Jesus, you confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you for participating. Thank you for being with us today. We love you. God bless you. Amen. And continue loving God. Our benediction for this morning: may our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Remember, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracle. This is my